Welcome back.
This is the Valentine's Day topic. I'm also recording this from across my room. It's okay. Give you more of a genuine vibe of we are in the same room. Give us some distance. You know, it's motherfucking pandemic. We need to go ahead and 6 feet the fuck up over here. But, yeah, so Valentine's Day. Can you do Valentine's Day as a single person with the person you are talking to? I was talking to my friend about this, and she was telling me that she doesn't believe it's a thing. Like, it's not really a thing of single people doing Valentine's Day, because, you know, I get it, it's a day of love, but just because you guys are not in, like, that deep love does not mean you guys do not have some form of love for each other, I feel like. And everyone deserves to have that moment. It's just really a thing, a day, granted Hallmark motherfucking made it, but it's kind of a day to, like, make your partner, or the people you love feel special, and just, you know, give them kind of a reminder, you know, just exactly what Valentine's Day is. So I feel like Valentine's Day shouldn't just be for the lovers. That sounds like a fuck, what song is that? There's definitely a song that talks about how Valentine's Day is not just for the lovers, but, you know, if you are one of those people who are always like, oh, damn, I wish I had somebody to do this for. Like, if you're one of those kind of people, but you keep talking about some damn you don't know the person you want to do it for, just do it for the person you're already talking to. Just do the shit that you want to do. If you want to be a romantic person, or you've always had the idea of being a romantic person, if that's, like, in part of you, fuck it. Do Valentine's Day. Because you don't know what the other person, your partner, or potential partner is going to want. Like, I say the idea is you and the person you were talking to, you guys go, maybe you guys go to dinner if food is part of your activity. You can go shopping if that's part of your shit. You guys could do like a activity together. You guys can go out to a rage room, some shit like that. Like, it's really mad options. Like, the same shit you would kind of do with your friends. Like, the shit, everybody's always like, oh, nobody's asking to go. I'm down for museum dates, but don't ever take you on a damn museum date. Bitch, this is your time to be to my fucking museum date. Like, get it in. Like, it's really hella things to do. Y'all can go to the fucking gun range. Y'all can, shit, y'all can just go to the house to do a little set on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, if y'all want to watch movies, y'all can indulge in, like, each other's likes and shit. So, like, say you are a Disney fan, y'all could go to the Disney store if y'all are broke, or if you got some real dollars, you can go to Disney World. Like, even though you don't fuck with Disney World like that, it's you, it's just you showing, like, interest in them. Or, like, if she likes to cook, you cook with her. If he likes to play the game, you play the game with him. Like, something like that. But just kind of take it in for each other's favors. Like, think about the other person. Y'all don't have to be in a relationship to just want to do that for each other, because I don't know. If I would want to do it for my friends, why would I not want to do it with the person I'm talking to? Like, I, the person you're potentially about to date should also be your friend. So why would you not, you know, take that person out? It's kind of just like that. Like, that's kind of it entirely. You would do it for your friends. The person you're talking to should be your friend. And you guys should be getting to a point where you guys are, like, pretty damn close. Not saying they have to be your best friend, but they should be damn near close to being your best friend if y'all gonna be dating. And just make sure you fully know each other. And then as you get to know each other, you know, you kind of want to do more things for each other. So it's kind of just mutual. Like, why would you not do that on a day of love? A day of where acts of service and words of affirmation, like the full love language 5, is really, like, shown off the way it should be to, like, a huger, not huger, huger's not a word, to a bigger extent. Like, it's just a day. It's just a day of love. And you don't have to be deeply, madly, romantically in love to say that you still love that person that's about to be your partner. Or potentially not, because, you know, shit might not happen. And just because y'all had Valentine's together, if y'all stop talking, it's just part of the shit. Like, it just happened. It's just the motions. It happens. You did it. If you liked it, do it again for the next person. Or do it bigger and better for the next person. You never know. Life is an experience, and you want to have the same experience with this person, right? So you might as well. I feel like I've been rambling. I don't know. I kind of said all of that in one sitting. I didn't give a chance for pause. I feel like that was real
cachet me, but I'm just saying, I'm just rambling on, just talking to y'all and shit. It's been a week. But it's only Saturday. Valentine's Day is coming up. Clearly, it's on my mind because I'm interested in not only what somebody living in Baltimore City, yo, every fucking time. Baltimore things. I've been thinking about Valentine's Day and about what my experience with this person can be like. Want to do things different this time. Just kind of want to give it a chance. But also, I want to keep it at bay. I don't know. Is that a little toxic? I say all of this because it's coming up to be Valentine's Day, and though I don't have a Valentine at the moment, I want to try things differently this year. You know, I am 25, I am dating, I'm trying to get into the dating scene, I'm trying to dip my toe back in, but for real this time, because I've never really just dated in my life, and I feel that should be an experience. I should be able to just, dating is just meeting new people. I have to get comfortable meeting new people. Only way to truly be successful is if you network and meet new people. So I'm trying my best. I'm trying to see if I can get out there. Though I feel like I'm falling into old patterns. And I'm trying to make sure I am not fucking with people's heads as I do. Because I am naturally confusing. And I do fuck with heads. Because who knows? It just happens sometimes. But I would like to see what this Valentine's Day gives. I would like to know if it's going to be full of love or if it's going to be the same. I fear that I will fall into old patterns. I will create a mess. But who's not scared of a mess? Me. Because I know how to clean. And nothing is really a problem when you know what you're doing. Mm.